day one of the Virginia Film Festival in Charlottesville, Virginia. This is Sean McCord. I'm sitting in the Filmmakers Lounge talking to director Beth Harrington. Actually, still talking. We were just talking for like 10 minutes and we had to stop and say, you know, we really
should. We better just get some of this.
We better start recording
digitized
this.
Here.
Yeah. You brought your film, The Winding Stream, which is a documentary about the Carter sisters and Johnny Cash and that whole kind of musical legacy, mm-hmm. and how these two legacies came together and basically built a new legacy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you what your film is about. Why don't you tell me what your film
more.
Is about?
There's even more than that.
You go right ahead.
It goes back a little further because June's mother, mm-hmm. and aunt and uncle were the original Carter family.
That's right.
And they started recording in Bristol, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
In 1927 for a company called Victor Talking Machine, which I love. and they became, along with Jimmy Rogers, who was also recorded in the same week, part of what is now considered the Big Bang of country music.
Right.
That was the week that country music became the country music we think of. So the film starts with them and goes all the way up to the present moment where there's still people in Hilton's, Virginia,
mm-hmm.
This Saturday night who will be playing music that's from the Carter catalog, and they still do it every Saturday night in Hilton's, Virginia. So the story is very much of Virginia,
right.
and it's also of this one dynastic family and how they feed into country music, folk music, country rock, Americana, you name it.
The film is The Winding Stream. I neglected to mention it screens Saturday at 7:45 p.m. At the PVCC Dickinson Center. I'm talking to Beth Harrington, the director and producer. And you're also a musician.
I am.
And that's kind of, how did you come from a musician to musician filmmaker?
I had studied to be a communications person of some sort.
Uh-huh.
And got out of college and was on that?
That
track. I went to Syracuse University.
Okay.
And when I got out of school, that was where I was headed. And that is in fact where I ended up. But I took a detour for a few years and ended up in one of these fluky situations being asked to sing in a rock and roll band that by complete accident. And of course, the inner rock and roll child in me said, yes, of course.
Of course.
And so I dropped everything and went on the road with a band called Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers and did that for 3 years.
Nice.
And then after that, I was bitten. And mm-hmm. so I've been kind of a musician on the side ever since, but I went back to filmmaking after that.
Let me just get this straight.
Yeah.
you make films,
right.
to supplement your actual career as a musician.
Yeah, and both of them are really lucrative. So yeah, I actually left the lucrative world of rock and roll to join the lucrative ranks of filmmakers.
Of independent
documentary
filmmaking. And
now I actually do them both,
yeah.
which is really silly.
Well, that's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
And
you can tell money's really important to me.
and what did you tell me you live now? You're in the Pacific Northwest?
I live outside of Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so
I'm from Boston originally. Boston,
you're from Boston.
Boston.
You went to school in Syracuse.
Yeah.
You live in Portland, Oregon, and you're doing films about
Virginia.
Yeah.
It makes all kinds of sense.
Yeah. Well, that's the life of a vagabond artist.
That's right.
The film is The Winding Stream. It's Saturday at 7:45 at PVCC. Tell me about the title, The Winding Stream.
The Winding Stream hopefully operates on two levels. The one level is just that it's the name of a Carter song, a famous Carter song.
Right.
But the other level is my hope that people will see that the Carters kind of stand at the headwaters of country music,
mm-hmm.
and they are the stream that flows through what we consider country music. Of course, there are lots of other tributaries and streams and rivers that go into this, but they're a really important one, and they go from 1927 to the present. So I thought that was an apt title for it.
Who's in the film? Who are we going to see?
Well, you're going to see Johnny Cash,
mm-hmm.
3 weeks before he passed away.
So you actually have original footage of him that you shot of him before
he passed
away?
Yeah, I met Johnny Cash and interviewed him, yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. It was one of those moments in your life you go, oh my God,
I'm in the room.
I'm talking to Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash, yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy.
Yeah.
He was very gracious and really wonderful and really wanted to talk about June and the Carters and what they meant to him. So it was very, very cool because it was after June had passed away. So he's in it. Roseanne Cash is in it. Carlene Carter's in it,
mm-hmm.
the ex-wife of Nick Lowe, as some people like to
We were just talking about Nick Lowe, my single favorite living musician. Thank you very much for the plug.
Sure. And also a lot of contemporary musicians, the Carolina Chocolate Drops, mm-hmm. John Prine, the late George Jones is in it. Then we have Murray Hammond from the old 97s, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. So there are lots of performers, Sheryl Crow. So they're performing the Carter music. But we also have interviews with most of the family who's alive and living in Virginia and elsewhere who talk about their relationship with the family.
So. And how did you approach them? Who opened that door for you?
The door opened thanks to a friendship I struck up with Roseanne Cash, mm-hmm. who had narrated a previous film of mine called Welcome to the Club, The Women of Rockabilly.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on the verge of asking Roseanne if she would introduce me, and I got an email from her one day saying, hey, I was down in Virginia last week with my dad and June and the family, and the whole time I was here, I was thinking, boy, Beth should be down here filming this.
Really?
Yeah.
So
I get to say, funny you should mention it.
It was her idea.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And I guess I could do that.
Yeah.
No, she was very nice about it, but she laughed when I told her I had been, you know, screwing up my courage to ask her.
That's terrific.
Yeah. So she opened the door. She did the first interview, and her father did the second interview in the mm-hmm. film. And then from there on, everyone else participated.
Yeah. I mean, once you got Roseanne and Johnny on board, it's like, who's going to say no?
You would think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the film is The Winding Stream. It screens Saturday at 7:45 at PVCC. Is there a website? Where can people go to find out more about the film?
There is. Thank you for asking. It's called thewindingstream.com.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got clips from the film, a trailer, a bunch of, we've got a blog going and a lot of information about the film. We also have a Facebook page and a Twitter site. So, you know, if you're into either of those, we post a lot of stuff there. But it's good. We encourage people to subscribe to the film because in the coming months we'll have a distribution plan and it'll be out there in the bigger world outside of the festival circuit.
Well, that was going to be my very next question. Yeah. So this is obvious fit for the Virginia Film Festival because this is such a Virginia-based story.
Right.
Are you on the festival circuit? Have you been other places?
Yeah, it premiered at South by Southwest in March.
Sure, heard of that.
And then it's been in Nashville, Atlanta, a thing called the Southern Circuit, mm-hmm. festival that goes all over the South.
Mm-hmm.
Cleveland, Lincoln Center in August at the Sound and Vision Festival.
Nice.
So it's been some great, really fun, wonderful festivals. I was really excited about this one, though, because this is bringing it back to Virginia.
Yeah.
And family are coming from Hilton's to be part of Saturday night. Rita Forrester is coming, who is the granddaughter of AP and Sarah Carter. So she's going to be there with me doing the Q&A afterwards.
That's what you are anticipating.
Am
my
I
questions.
Just getting ahead
that's,
of you here?
That's quite all right.
Sorry.
One of the best things about the films and the Virginia Film Festival mm-hmm. is then the discussions afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Very intelligent discussions, good crowds, good people talking. So after this film, you're going to be there.
Right.
Who all is going to be as part of the discussion?
Their friend Ronnie Williams is going to be there, who's a country musician who also knew the Carters really well, including mm-hmm. Mother Maybelle very well. So, you know, there aren't that many people alive anymore who knew the original Carters.
Yeah.
So to get them in the room and be able to ask them questions about them is really thrilling.
Yeah.
And so he'll be there and he's going to be doing the discussion with us as well.
Okay.
So that'll be fun. And also David Berenger from the Virginia Foundation for the Humanities is going to be leading the discussion, and he's a great guy and has great insight into a lot of this stuff too. So
and is this your first time in Charlottesville? Have you been here before?
I was here once before, actually early on in the project, because the Virginia Foundation for the Humanities funded the part
course,
of the film.
Of course.
So I was here visiting with them
mm-hmm.
and thanking them for their support. So I've been here, that was about 10 years ago, a long time ago. So
I know this is still fresh.
Mm-hmm.
You're still on the festival circuit with this. You're looking for a distributor. Do you have a few nibbles?
We have some offers for distribution.
Okay.
We're trying to figure out which ones we're going to take. These days, it's kind of a hybrid thing where you do different sorts of things for different platforms. So it's been a real interesting learning curve, as it is for most of us as independent filmmakers, to figure out how to get it out there.
Yeah.
But we have interest from public television, so we think it'll be on public television. We'd hope to do a limited theatrical run with it, and DVDs and streaming and the whole bit. So,
well, The Winding Stream seems a logical film to be streaming.
Right.
The film is The Winding Stream. It's screening Saturday at 7:45 at PVCC Dinkinson Center. The director is Beth Harrington. A little premature to ask, but what's your next project?
Well, the next project is actually distributing it, but I've been thinking a lot, because at the heart of this is the story of these two women.
Yeah.
A.P. Carter was the impresario, but the musicians were actually Sarah and Maybelle Carter.
Mm-hmm.
And I think A.P. would even tell you that,
mm-hmm.
if he were here with us today. My previous film was about rockabilly women.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to take it more into the present, or into the, well, into more contemporary times. It isn't the present.
Right.
But there was a band called Fanny that a lot of people don't know about.
I don't know about Fanny.
Fanny was the first all-female rock band to get signed to a major label.
When was this?
In the 70s, early 70s.
Really?
Two Filipino sisters and some other women. And the Filipino sisters are still at it today. They're awesome.
Nice.
June Millington and her sister have been at it for all these years.
Ooh.
They run a rock camp for girls. But they were, in their heyday, they were on Warner Brothers. They were they recorded at Abbey Road. They were part of Bowie's entourage when he toured. They just had all kinds of connections into the major rock leagues, but because of the timing, they didn't quite get there. And so their story's really interesting, and I'm very much interested in telling it, but it might be another year or so off.
You gotta rob another bank.
You gotta
play the lottery.
Exactly. Exactly. And I gotta get my mojo back. You know. So
well, thank you. Well, this has been a great discussion. Discussions.
Thank you.
Talking to Beth Harrington, the director and producer of The Winding Stream, once again, screens Saturday at 7:45 at the PVCC Dickinson Center. I assume there's going to be lots of music in this film.
There is a ton of music. It's wall-to-wall music. In fact, at one point I said, you know, we actually need to put a little bit of silence in this music, in this movie. So we actually had to take some out, because it was literally wall-to-wall. If you love music, this is your film.
No, but, and we can find out more about it and follow news on it on thewindingstream.org.
.com.
Excuse me.
That's okay.
I'm sure we'll see you back here in the future.
I would love it.
All right, Beth.
Thanks very much.
You're quite welcome. This is Sean McCord for the Virginia Film Festival. Thank you.